And now it's time to go to this week's mountainous kitchen science.
For this week's kitchen science, I want to do an experiment involving mountains. Unfortunately, real mountains are kind of impractical to do actual experiments on, so I thought I'd build a model. For this model, you need an ideally transparent tray, so a baking tray, which is ideally made out of glass, some lard, which I've just had melting using some boiling water. Be careful with boiling water, of course. So I put it in a mug in a bowl of boiling water, and I've filled the tray up with water.
Well, that explains the lardy smell in the room, but what do we actually need to do?
Well, now we've got the lard nicely molten, I'm going to pour it onto the surface of the water to form a layer a couple of millimetres thick.
And fat is less dense than water, so we're expecting that this will float on the surface. So far, this doesn't look anything like a mountain. In fact, it doesn't really resemble anything other than a fatty mess.
Well, the idea is that mountains are normally made out of continental crust. Now, this is rocks like granite and sandstones and things. They tend to be slightly less dense than the mantle, or the top layer of the mantle, the asthenosphere, which is below the crust. And therefore, they'll float on it. The density of the mantle is about 3.3 tonnes per cubic metre. The density of continental crust is about 2.7 tonnes per cubic metre. So I'm using lard because it's got a similar sort of relative density with water as continental crust has with mantle.
So really this lard on water represents the Earth. That is a floating, lardy crust.
Yeah, you're right. And the Earth's crust is floating on this mantle. And it's moving around. These plates of crust are moving around, occasionally crash into each other. And these crashes are what create mountains.
So our lard crust is now about the right consistency. It seems to have gone fairly hard and it's floating comfortably on the water. You now have to make it into two separate lard continental plates.
That's right. I failed to make two to start with, so I'll have to chop this one in two using a pair of scissors.
Okay, so we're going to end up with a pair of lardy scissors. In order to emulate what happens over geological time as real continental plates crush into each other, we have to push our two sheets of lard together.
In reality, the continental plates are moved around because the oceanic plates and the lithosphere, the layer just below them, is denser than the mantle once they get cold, so they sink and pull things behind them. But in our case, I'm going to have to use my fingers and get them all lardy. So I'm now gently holding the lard with as many fingers as possible because it's not very strong. I'm trying to push the two layers together. One of them appears to be starting to subduct under the other one.
Yes, it's sort of folded over and is now going underneath the other plate. It's falling over in little flaps.
If you look at the surface now, the two plates were a lot shorter, and where they were crushing together, it's definitely higher up than it was before.
There are distinct peaks in it and valleys. It actually does look like a small, lardy mountain range.
That's right, but the interesting thing is if you now look underwater, so essentially under the mantle in reality.
It almost looks like a mountain range again, but upside down.
And actually the upside down mountain range is far bigger than the one on the surface.
So if our lard model holds true, then that means that every mountain range we see, there's actually bigger upside down mountains underneath them.
That's right, especially really big mountain ranges like the Himalayas. There's going to be five or six times as much mountain range below the surface than there is rising up above it.
Just like icebergs, what we see is only the tip.
That's right. You do also get some mountains which are created so fast that the mantle doesn't have time to balance everything out, like Hawaii. But anything which has been around for a few tens of millions of years will certainly be in balance. It's called isostatic equilibrium, and they'll have huge roots.
Well, there we go. So mountains have roots and not just the ones that you can use to climb up them. We'll be back with another experiment next week.
Ba-boom. So Dave's lardy mountains show us that real mountains have deep roots, maybe six times as much rock under the surface than above it. Now, if Dave's lardy crust has inspired you to try your own experiment, do let us know. You can tweet at Naked Scientists or email chris@thenakedscientist.com with your own lardy crust experiments.
Oh, lardy crust. There's something so very wrong about those two words put together.